And we're continuing our emergency triple team traffic coverage. Here's Andy Farnsworth.
Northbound I-15, you've got bumper-to-bumper traffic from 45th South into downtown. A crash that still has a whole lot of emergency vehicles on the scene, and the four left lanes blocked at about 600 South in Salt Lake City. If you're switching from 215, from 21st South or I-80 onto I-15, you don't have much relief. Those collector ramps are all backed up as well in downtown Salt Lake City. And if you're taking the West Belt as an alternate, that's still a much better option than staying on I-15, but be prepared for a block or two of slowdowns over the 21st South Freeway. Jared Auger.
Seeing heavy and slow traffic, Draper, all the way to the South Interchange. Now, one thing texters have been letting us know is you're seeing heavy delays on SR-73 between I-15 headed out towards 2300 West and Redwood Road due to that construction. One lane of alternating traffic and then heavy delays Highway 40, both north and southbound between I-80 and Jordan L. Reservoir. Holly.
Crash on Washington Boulevard eastbound at 24th Street. This is over to the right-hand side. Light traffic through there, so it's really not causing any delays. I-15 is at full speeds. Roy to Bountiful and Legacy Parkway looks clear. 50% of Utah's professional MBA students receive promotions, and students average a 30% salary increase by graduation. The best investment you can make is in yourself. Now's the time. Visit pmbautah.com. Holly Bear Clough in the KSL Traffic Center. Traffic and